interesting letter in the Rebbe, the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 11, letter number 3442. The Rebbe wants to make sure that the women are included in the activities of what you do. The Rebbe is very, sensitive to the fact. Some people say, the boys are having a good time, So look what the Rebbe writes. Baruch Hashem, dated the fourth day of year, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Shalom Huvracha. The Rebbe says, I enjoyed about your writing. It's dot, dot, dot. I don't know what he wrote, and I don't know who this is, but he says, I enjoyed that you wrote about the Fabrengen, the gathering of Shabbos Mevorchim. The main thing is, the Rebbe says, is that you went and you visited the homes of the Hasidim. The Rebbe, previously, the Rebbe, there was a discussion where to make the Fabrengen, but the Rebbe also encouraged people to make the Fabrengen in the homes and also to include the women itself also. But the Rebbe says, for sure, it was done in a way that also the women were satisfied, that this was something that they were happy with. And the Rebbe says, similar to what was spoken during the Fabrengen, the Svadus, of the last day of Pesach, of Achron Shel Pesach, that the Geula, that both in both main historical events which made us into a people, whether it was the redemption of Pesach, that was the women's insistence, their desire. The men almost gave up. They were working hard and they were being enslaved. They didn't want to have any children. They didn't want to procreate. And it's the women that sort of influenced the husband, and therefore they created all of the Jewish people in Egypt that later on exited, went out of Mitzrayim. So it was the women who influenced their husband. That's a main role that they took as far as the exodus of Egypt. But the same thing is receiving the Torah. Receiving of the Torah, which came as a follow-up to the festival of Pesach, and includes all the days in between, from Pesach to Shavuos to the Matan Torah. So what does the Pasuk say? When the Pasuk says, it says, Kosomar Lebeis Yaakov. First, the Pasuk says, speak so to the house of Jacob. Who is the house of Jacob? The Torah says two things. Beis Yaakov, Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael, sons of Israel, that's the males, that's are the men. But first, the Torah says, speak to the Beis Yaakov, the house of Jacob. What is the house of Jacob? So our sages of blessed memory interpreted that the blessed Hashem commanded to first get the agreement of the women for this. Hashem wanted that the women should agree to receive the Torah, and then we seek the agreement of the men, so etc. So here we see how important it is to make sure that the women are involved, make sure that they are happy, and making sure that the Fabrengen, what they gathered, was done in a way that the women were happy. The Rebbe ends with a blessing. I'm looking forward for good news. Again, there's a dot, dot, dot over there, so it's hard to exactly figure out what the Rebbe said over there. But we do see this main point, that the Rebbe is very much insistent that the women take a part in all of these activities. And if you made a Fabrengen, the Rebbe says, for sure, take into consideration that the woman should have enjoyed it as well.